retrouver toutes les émissions sur franca-on-r.fr.
Bonjour mesdames, messieurs, les auditeurs, c'est le collège Paul Langevin de Pienne et nous sommes en classe de 3ème C. En première partie, nous allons présenter des légendes créées par des élèves en anglais et en seconde partie, deux autres présentateurs interviendront.
Hello, students of the class will present you the legend they wrote. Let's start with group one. Hello Sandra.
Hello.
Hello Fiona.
Hello.
Hello Cheyenne.
Hello.
Hello Marine.
Hello.
They will present the legend they wrote, The Conflict.
A long time ago, in a faraway country, there were two armies, one army of fairies and one army of witches, who were fighting constantly, the witches being chased out of Cardiff by the fairies who were determined to take the power. They had an army of demons.
They feed them after 12 o'clock and sent them to the city. The food transformed them into terrifying creatures who destroyed the city. But the fairies saw the disaster. They were angry and decided to act.
Attack, shouted Crochet Fairy.
After hours of fight, the city was destroyed by the battle. The fairies took the control again and earned the riches. The inhabitants were safe. The background music was Black and White by Max Sola and Creative Commons.
Thank you. Group number two created the legend Strange Disappearance, which I will read to you. A strange disappearance. A long time ago, one Halloween night, in the Lady Falls village, a child named Joshua announced to his mother that he will come back late at night, so he went to Halloween with his friends. The next day, her mother had no news. Worried, she called the parents of Joshua's friends, who also had no news from their child since the evening of Halloween. A few hours later, Joshua's mom decided to tell the police her son disappeared and asked her neighbors to search him in and around the village, hoping he would come back home. 2 weeks later, in a forest near the village, a villager found dozens of bodies enrolled in a spider web. As soon as he saw the webs, he came back to the village to aware the police and the mom of Joshua that there were giant spider webs in the forest. Once police officers and volunteers were ready, they went back at the forest to save the imprisoned persons. But as soon as they were near the webs, a giant spider appeared and enrolled them in a giant web. They all unfortunately died of hunger and thirst. This was the legend, A Strange Disappearance. We will continue with the group number three. Hello, Ryan.
Hello.
Hello, Alexis.
Hi.
Hello, Enzo.
Hello.
Hello, Diogo.
Hello.
They will present you the legend, the story of the dragon and the witch. Enjoy.
Once upon a time, a dragon traveled from mountain to mountain in the country of Slitana. There was a mysterious mountain where lived a witch. Suddenly she heard a tremendous noise, the dragon who was coming to this mountain. She went outside and saw the dragon who was flying around the mountain where lived the witch.
The witch cast many spells, but the dragon was very fast, so she didn't touch him. As soon as the dragon realized what was happening, he trapped it in the fire. At the end of the fight, it saw the witch with her closed eyes, but she pretended to be dead. The dragon was watching the witch, then suddenly.
This legend was created by Jogo, Ryan, Alexi, and Enzo. The background music was Mystery by Ricardo Alvarez on Creative Commons. Thank you for your attention.
This was the legend of group number 3. Let's continue with the group number 4. Hello, Lisa.
Hello.
Hello, Adeline.
Hi.
Hello, Caroline.
The Monster of Dark Forest. A long time ago, there was a monster with the body of a wolf, the tail of a scorpion, and a head of a lion. He loved eating people. He considered them delicious. The creature followed the hunter and ate him. The villagers wondered what happened to the end.
One day, the villager decided to head into the forest to look for the hunter. Suddenly, the creature appeared before them. The villager approached the beast by giving him food. The beast took his food and ate it. The villager understood that the creature was not bad but was just a little. The villagers continued to search for the lost hunter, but they did not find him.
Finally, the villager understood that the beast did not want to hurt the hunter, but just food. Later on, the villager supposed the beast had eaten the hunter, and that is why it was not fun. In the end, the villagers were happy to have no disputes.
Thank you. Thanks to you who listened to us. Bye.